Well, thank God. Thank God it's Friday. And it's time for a Thank God It's Friday edition of Day Page. And what a way to wrap up the week. The New York Times, if they were my dog, I would say, nice doggy, and pat them on the back. New York Times finally came around. I guess they'd like to have a doggy biscuit or something. And they published an editorial by the editorial board in which they finally decided to condemn the NSA spying on the population. So I'll happily voice this to you, at least a little bit of it. Apparently, no espionage tool that Congress gives the National Security Agency is big enough or intrusive enough to satisfy the agency's inexhaustible appetite for delving into the communications of Americans. Time and time again, the NSA has pushed past the limits that lawmakers thought that they had imposed to prevent it from invading basic privacy, as guaranteed by the Constitution. It was bad enough in 2008 when the Congress allowed the agency to spy without warrant on emails and text messages between Americans and foreign targets of an investigation. That already strained the Fourth Amendment's protections against illegal searches, but lawmakers decided it was justified as part of the terror investigation. It turns out, as Charlie Savage revealed in the Times on Thursday, that the NSA went far beyond those boundaries. Instead, it copies virtually all overseas messages that Americans send or receive, and then scans them to see if they contain any reference to people or subjects the agency thinks might have a link to terrorists. Well, that's a bit tepid, because as we know, they scan everything, not just the overseas traffic. But the Times editorial goes on to say, that could very well include innocent communications between family members expressing fears of a terror attack, or messages between an editor and a reporter who's covering an international security issue, or the privileged conversation between a lawyer and a client who's being investigated. Data collection on this scale goes far beyond what Congress authorized, and it clearly shreds a common-sense understanding of the Fourth Amendment. It's as if the government were telling its citizens not to even talk about security issues in private messages, or else they'll come to the attention of the nation's spies. By injecting the NSA into virtually every cross-border interaction, the U.S. government will forever alter what has always been an open exchange of ideas, said Jamil Jaffer, the deputy legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union. Obama administration officials justified this unwarranted expansion of surveillance powers with the usual hair-splitting arguments over semantics. It's not bulk collection if the messages aren't stored, they said, even if every message is analyzed by supercomputers as it's sent. It's legitimate to search through conversations about a target, even if the target isn't part of the conversation. Naturally, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court approved these half-baked assertions without a secret opinion. The disclosure of this practice makes it more urgent than ever that Congress clamp down on what is unquestionably the bulk collection of American communications and restrict it to clear targets of an investigation. Despite President Obama's claim this week that there is no spying on Americans, the evidence shows that such spying is greater than the public ever knew. Well, again, it's a bit tepid and they backed off on a few items there, but basically, the New York Times seems to get it, and that's a good way to wrap up the week. So, for Friday, that'll do it for me, and that'll be Day Page for August 9th, 2013. I'm Rex Latchford. The executive producer is Peter Patriot. The producer is Minka. The home of Day Page is daypage.net, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. Tumblr, radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. Our Twitter is @radioinfoweb. You can send me an IM, Rex Latchford, on Instant Messenger. And it's a production of Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. I'll see you the next time, no later than Monday, for the next turn of the Day Page.